B. Arctic acidification. Approximately one quarter of global carbon dioxide emissions are absorbed by the world's oceans. Most scientists believe that while this has helped slow down climate change, it is also making our oceans more acidic. Recent research shows that the Arctic Ocean is absorbing CO2 faster than other oceans. The resulting acidification may lead to a decline in animal populations, including herring, cod, crabs, sea urchins, and plankton. Researchers say this would threaten the livelihoods of indigenous peoples, who depend on hunting and fishing. It would also diminish food sources for birds and larger marine mammals, such as seals. Several factors make the Arctic Ocean especially vulnerable to acidification. For one thing, it is cold, and cold water is better at absorbing CO2. Additionally, rising air temperatures have reduced the Arctic's ice cover. This has exposed more ocean water to the atmosphere and increased the rate of absorption of CO2. Also, due to the increasing amounts of melting ice, cold water is flowing into the ocean more rapidly. Scientists fear it may now be too late to prevent further acidification, even if CO2 emissions were stabilized immediately.
Questions. Number 13. What is one thing researchers say? Number 14. What is one reason the Arctic Ocean is vulnerable to acidification?